Quarry Lake Off-Leash Dog Park. There's been confusion in the past because the actual dog park itself is only that big field. Once you hit the trees, that's it. But people still take their dogs back there off-leash. I've taken my dog back there off-leash before when I used to go up there with my dog before she became all ornery and old. Yeah. but that dog pond area, sort of the unofficial name for it, isn't actually included in the dog park until now.
Pretty soon, the town of Canmore is going to enact a pilot project to expand the Quarry Lake off-leash dog area. And this isn't like a wholesale expansion. What it is a 1 kilometer trail loop that people are currently using as part of the off-leash dog park that goes to the dog pond and back around. They've tried in the past to do enforcement activities, which basically is a bylaw officer hiding in the woods till you cross that line with your dog off-leash. They jump out. Gotcha. I don't know if you can imagine this. Doesn't go over very well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
More recently, our local bylaw services have tried to be taking a more kinder, friendlier, proactive approach of rewarding people for good behavior instead of ticketing people for bad behavior. Mm-hmm. So there was a survey last year. I don't know. Many people took it. It was about the entire Quarry Lake area. And the Rocky Mountain Heritage Foundation is the organization that actually holds the conservation easement to manage that area.
I did not know that.
The town took the results of the survey to them, proposing this pilot, which has been approved. So in the spring, which technically we're not in yet, the town is going to install the signage and create this loop. Part of the dog pond will be available for dogs. The other half of the pond will be fenced and there'll be buoys across it. Oh. And what we're looking at here is trying to protect that riparian habitat on the one side and allowing dogs on the other side.
Okay, the reason I've always been under the impression why they've never expanded the dog park before is because, is it that part of an active wildlife corridor and behind the trees there? Isn't having an off-leash dog back there, potentially running into a bear or something else, not a great idea?
You know, we live in the reality where anytime you go outdoors, you have the possibility of encountering wildlife and you should be prepared. They're seeing people use this area like it is an off-leash dog park. It's meant for wildlife movement. Now, it's meant for wildlife to move through, not to stay, hang around, and eat and sleep and stuff. But, you know, obviously, wildlife didn't get the memo sometimes. They're not all on the same page.
Right, right.
The idea with this is if it's already sort of an unofficial use, why not make the use part of the dog park, but provide those limitations? Because it's just the path that would be an off-leash area. It's not the woods. So by doing that, I think the town is hoping to educate people about where in this Quarry Lake area, yeah, is it okay for you to go with your dog off leash, and respecting that. And I think the loop trail is an interesting compromise.
The other thing I thought of is the fact that, you know, you've got half of dog pond as an off leash dog area, the other half for wildlife. How do you actually stop a dog from running across to where wildlife might be on the other side? I mean, people say they're in control of their off leash dogs when something else is there, depending on the dog, maybe not so much.
If we have a lot of use of the area with people with dogs, we might not see the wildlife being in those certain areas as much. I know the town of Canmore put this past Alberta Parks and Alberta Environment, and they felt that the mitigations in place would be appropriate.
Okay. It's interesting, and sounds like a welcome expansion for a lot of people to the Quarry Lake Off-Leash Dog Park is coming in the not-too-distant future.